I would like to officially say, Whitney, welcome to living in an apartment.
Oh my God. Every time you say that, it makes me so mad. I've probably lived in more apartments than you have.
Just doubt it. How many?
Four.
Yeah, I've lived in six. So in your face.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
What?
Why'd you move so much?
I literally moved to three different cities. Mm. There's that. And then moved around to other places.
That's kind of weird.
No, I'm sorry. Like, I understand that this is frustrating and it's annoying and it's not fun. But unfortunately, there's just certain things that living in, especially apartment complexes, that you just have to deal with. And as far as I'm concerned, this is one of those things. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people will take your side on this. I don't know.
Well, so I have been in my apartment, my not so new apartment, for six months. Almost 6 months.
Wow, it's been that long.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it seems like I lived with my parents forever, because I did. But, yeah, I've been in the new apartment for this long. And all of a sudden, I want to say, like, it's been maybe around a week ago, I started noticing that the person above me, and it must be a new tenant, is walking around in, like, heels, like...
Yes.
The heel sound.
If you've lived in an apartment complex, this is probably something that you have experienced before. And who knows, maybe it's not a new tenant. Maybe there just wasn't a tenant above you before.
No, there was. Huh? I know there was. But the thing is, like, I've dealt with this before in my last apartment. Yeah. I dealt with this, but it was at the same, it was like when they got home from work, it was at like 6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock. This is at all hours.
Doing a step routine up there.
Of the day and night, but like more so at night. And it's like they come home and they don't take their shoes off and they just like exist in their apartment with their heels on.
Hmm.
And it's maybe they're new
to heels and they're practicing.
I don't care. Do it somewhere else. Do it outside. Do it in the hallway. It's just not okay. You can't do that in an apartment building where you're, you know, you have people below you. So,
well, we don't know for sure that they're wearing heels. Maybe they're
definitely wearing
maybe
heels.
Maybe they're just heavy footed.
No.
Maybe they have very...
Your feet don't make...
Maybe they have this very bony feet.
No, your feet don't make that sound. I have bony feet. People arguably could say I have bony feet.
You're not on the first floor, so there's someone who's below you?
There's someone below me.
They probably think the same thing about you.
No, because I don't wear my shoes around my house.
That is a little
out
strange.
Of respect.
Out of respect?
So, I'm going to talk to my leasing agent.
What are they
going
to do about it?
They're going to have to send
stop
an email.
Stop walking in your apartment?
No, going to have to send an email. That's stop. All there is to it.
Stop walking? They can send an email, but what is that going to do?
I think, okay, here's the thing. A lot of people don't have the same situational and self-awareness that I have. And
so self-aware.
So this is really what this is a lesson in situational awareness and consideration for others. Some people need to be reminded that there are other people in an apartment building besides them. And so I'm here. I'm that hero. I'm the person that is going to educate them and remind them that there are other people they are coexisting with in this building. It's not just them. I can be your hero, baby. I'm that person. I'm the hero.
This texter coming in, PXY Safe text line at 69822. And jump in, by the way. Again, is it annoying when someone who lives above you in an apartment complex is a loud walker? Yes, I get it. I've experienced it too. It does. It's maddening. But also, it's just one of those things that happens. Would you, or have you gone to the lengths that Whitney is planning on going and writing a scathing letter to her apartment complex? But this texter saying, I think Whitney needs to go downstairs and ask her neighbor on the first floor if you're loud, because maybe this is an apartment thing.
No, I'm not. I'm not loud.
Have you been down there hearing yourself walk? How can you
know?
Because
I don't walk around in heels. It sounds like they have like steel toed boots on or something. It's ridiculous. And I'm not going to write a scathing email. It's just going to be like, hey, like, listen, not sure what you can do about this, but I'm having this issue. My leasing agent is basically a peer mediator. You know, I mean, she's there to help us through the tough times in life. And she's very friendly, very sweet, and I know she'll be happy to help me with this.
I think it's cute that you think this is going to solve the problem?
I think, no, I really like, do what, think.
Let's talk about next steps, pun intended. Next steps here. If you send this email and you know, again, in your world, you're like, oh, this is driving me crazy. So yeah. Let's take care of this here. It's going to fire off this email and it's up. And, oh, look. It's magic.
Wow.
The person above me, they stopped walking loud.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if this continues on?
What do you mean?
What's your next step?
I will continue to... I will be the squeaky wheel.
Are you going
to
get the broom?
I will be the squeak... Right. Yes! I actually was looking for that. No! The other day I was like,
don't
what can I do?
Person.
What is high enough? What do I have that's long enough so that I could tap the ceiling?
Oh, God.
It's so inconsiderate.
There's also, I don't know, you know, someone who likes to... You like confrontation.
I do.
What's stopping you from just marching on up there and...
It's usually in the middle of the night. It's usually late at night when I have my jammies on. Mm. You know?
So you don't want to leave your apartment in your jammies?
I don't want to go up in my... I mean, that's not very intimidating. I show up in my jammies. Hey!
Let me just...
Knock it off!
How would you react if... So you send this email and nothing changes. It's still very loud, right?
Yeah.
And people calling it in at 222-9800. Hang on a sec. But you go up there and you're furious, right? Mm-hmm. Go upstairs.
Yeah.
Slam on that door. And the person opens the door, and they have two prosthetic legs.
Oh, God!
Like that Blade Runner guy from the Olympics.
Oh, that's
and that,
horrible!
And that is why it's so loud. How are you reacting then?
Whitney? What?
Why not you? Chuck is Team PXY. Good morning, Chuck.
I got to chime in about the apartment living, because we're having the same sort of problem. And I actually did go upstairs to the neighbors and I go, hey, I understand, you know, it's apartment living and, you know, we're all together. But I go, could you please try to be a little bit more quiet? Like, because they're like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm here. I'm always going to take the dog out.
Screaming
and fighting and you're running around. I go, is there like a basketball game going on above us?
Yes!
I don't understand.
Now, Chuck, did this help the situation?
No, it didn't. And I told him, I said, again, I tried to be funny. I go, look, let me just say this. In the morning when you're in your bathroom and you go to the bathroom, I go, it sounds like your toilet is bolted to the top of my head. I go, that's how easily I can hear it.
See,
new apartments and they're really expensive, but they're built like crap.
Yeah.
Like so much of the stuff that's thrown together. But congratulations on the new baby, by the way.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Later, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
You guys take care.
See ya. Jackson from Palmyra on the phone right now. Jackson, can you relate to the Whitney's plight?
Honestly, I would if I was in her shoes, I would have approached the person first before going to the leasing.
Also, you can
that
do a little
make me more uncomfortable.
You can do a little reconnaissance.
No, but having somebody show up at my door would make me more uncomfortable than getting an email from
it might make you more uncomfortable.
The email that the leasing person sends out is very nice. It's not like she's not like a jerk about it, you know.
So. Well, were you going to be a jerk about it?
When you are getting complaints from a leasing manager, they document all this, and it could actually affect your lease.
We had a neighbor
who had a dog, and instead of approaching this neighbor about the dog, multiple people complained to the leasing office, and it really wasn't that serious. But because they got multiple complaints, eventually they got evicted.
Really? Oh. Whitney, why are you trying to get your neighbor evicted
for
just
God's
walking?
Sake. Well, maybe they should live on the first floor of a new building.
Jackson, thanks for checking in.
Not a problem, guys. You have a good one. Hope everything works out.
Thank you.
Megan from Batavia on the phone right now. If you were Whitney, would you fire off this email to try to get her neighbor to stop walking so loudly?
I think so. I probably would just because, you know, when you're an adult, you got to handle things somehow.
But here's the thing. This is what you're also opening yourself up to.
What?
They could take that as a personal attack, and it could get worse. It could go from just loud walking to, you know, maybe they go and buy a subwoofer and just aim it down at your apartment.
I will continue complaining. I will never stop complaining.
Yeah, you never stop complaining. That's very true.